My name is Stephanie Roan, and I am a pediatric resident at UBC. Our team wanted to explore why those who received inpatient aquatic therapy at Sunny Hill were not accessing swimming in the community on discharge. We designed a survey to explore parental opinions on the utility of swimming as a therapy for their child and any influencing factors or barriers to accessing community programming. The survey was based on the Parent Perception of Physical Activity scale that explores parents' views on benefits and barriers to exercise. We also used the F-Words of Childhood Disability, as seen on the screen, to ensure we were capturing holistic opinions beyond just physical outcomes. Responses were analyzed using the ICF framework from which the F-Words are based. We also utilized the help of a patient engagement advisor to ensure patient-friendly language. Of the 66 families who were sent our recruitment letter, 21 progressed to completing the survey. Questions were thematically organized into the ICF framework categories of body structure and function, personal factors, participation in activity, and environmental factors. We also stratified questions that looked at benefits versus barriers to properly interpret Likert scale responses. As seen, 90% or more agreed or strongly agreed to the benefit of swimming on physical, personal, and participatory outcomes. The majority of responses disagreed or strongly disagreed to questions that addressed personal or participatory barriers. Environmental factors included identifying issues with cost, the competition for space and community programming, the lack of adaptable programming options, and the need for another support adult to accompany them. Therefore, families who accessed Sunny Hill therapy largely found benefit to physical outcomes like mobility, participatory outcomes such as socialization, and personal outcomes such as confidence. The majority of barriers were in the form of environmental concerns like program availability and cost. The impact of this study will hopefully promote advocacy for community resources, including exploring whether Sunny Hill would have the capacity for